Good morning, team. Good morning to all of you, and welcome to this conference call this morning, Wednesday 25th. We are excited, man. For me, this business is about how big is your passion. It's about passion. It is about how big are your goals. And I got one question for you. Listen to this, because we have a good topic today. But before that, I love to talk to you because our topic is really easy. Is talking about, I will talk about the modified plan. One of the most easy plans we got to sell to everybody on the field. But I want to make one question. And I want to hear from you the answer now. Are you still hungry? Listen to the question. Are you still hungry? Somebody wants to open the line and answer that question. Are you still hungry?
Until I complete my goals, yes, I am.
Okay. Who else? Thank you, Melanie. Who else?
Yes, I am. Hungry of success.
Okay. Sounds great.
Yes, who else? I am.
Maria Caldera. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Who still hungry? This is one of the most important questions you need to make yourself every day, every night. You need to check with yourself. Do I still hungry? And when I said hungry, it is about success. How badly do you want to be success? What on your hands you are possible to make things different of the things you are doing now in order you can make different results on your life because you are still hungry? When you analyze somebody's success, when you check the history or the stories of people, they are success, they are all the time still hungry. You can name it. You can name somebody. You can name Elon Musk. You can name Jeff Bezos. You can name people, success people on this world. People, they are not working for money. Why they are continue working so hard? And you know why?
They're still hungry.
Because they're still hungry.
For success.
Yes, they want to reach another level. They want to make another things be possible. When somebody think, oh, that is impossible, for them, it is a challenge. For them, it is like we need to make that be possible. Because they are not have limits. Because they still hungry. When you check our position, and when you analyze as an agent, you are a 1099. That is not a secret. You manage your own time. The time management is the first enemy you got in front of you on the line. Oh, my God. You open the door of your home. Immediately you put a one step outside, and you cross that door. The first enemy in front of you is time management. How I manage my time. What is my agenda? What is my route? Do I ask for my demographic list? Do I ask Eliana to send me that, to send me my demographic lead on the area I was supposed to work today? How I manage my time management? How I am maximize every point when I knock that door looking for somebody? Is that person is not living there? Or that person maybe is not there? What is my plan? What is the maximization I am doing on that area? Do I open the digital tools they are using that? What I am doing? Do I am a serious person on this business to make this work for me? My question again it is, do I still hungry? Or maybe this is an opportunity to keep myself busy, to feel I am doing something with my time, because this is a business. And when you are looking for a business, you are looking to make money. Business, that is a formula. When you look at business, business is equal to money. Business are, created for help the entrepreneur people to make big things, not small things, big things. And how you are manage your time, how you are manage your business. I talked to the team of this morning. We have a meeting every Wednesday and Friday. And then this morning I talked to them about, hey, how easy it is to make money on this opportunity. The world is moving so fast. And on the same, level of move, economy, they are moving so fast too. Today you need to start looking. You need to start looking how serious I am with this business. How serious I am with this business. How serious. Because this is a business. In a business, it is for make money. And when you look at your 1099 for 2025, if you have time with us on this business, you need to check how much I make on money. Because if somebody's working as a part-time, if somebody's working around 20 to 30 hours per week, that person that's supposed to have a 1099 over close between or over 60,000 or maybe between 50 to 60,000. Because that person is working around 20 to 30 hours per week. If that person is helping one family per week, that means that person is making around maybe $40,000 in advance to his pocket. If you are not doing that type of money and you are making this business as a part-time, that means you are not helping one family per week. And what is going on? Maybe do you really think you're still hungry if you are not helping one family per week? Because if you make the math, if I'm helping one family per week, two applications per week, I make on my 1099 56,784, and I receive in advance 39,264, and I make and grow my pay through over $1,095. This is my scenario today. No, something is really working really bad for you. Because if you are working as a part-time, that is the number you're supposed to make. But if you are doing this business as a full-time and you're helping two families per week, that's significant and really different big things for you, because you are making the double of that number. That means you are making a 1099 over 112,000, maybe close to 115,000. You are receiving in advance money close to $70,000 direct to your pocket. And your major pay through over $2,100 in a month. How serious I am with this business? That's the reason I made that question when I started my conference call this morning. Do you really still hungry? Do you really still hungry? Because how difficult it is for people working on English and Spanish, people with the availability of inventory for help one family per week. If you help two, you get twice on your results as a volume of business. But if you are an entrepreneur and you want to develop this business to the next level, you are looking to make over $200,000 in income. I listened to an advertisement this week. Somebody's talking about how important it is to make money on this time, on this country. And the person explained, making $100,000 in a year are really hard for a person, an individual at this moment, because everything is an increase. Leasing, food, utilities, insurance, car payments, everything, it is an increase right now because the inflation. You need to double your numbers. You need to double your energy. You need to double your knowledge. You need to double everything. But the good and great news for you, it is this. You are on the top of the solution of this situation. And you need to make it happen, working for you. For that reason, people, it is mandatory to be on your training. It is mandatory to connect to every training soon we got on Tuesday or got on Thursday. You need to train in yourself with more responsibilities because people, they are outside. They are waiting for us. They are looking for us. They are looking for a great product, in order they can, you know, protect themselves for the funeral expenses because it's a financial emergency. If something happened and you don't have the money and you don't have the resources to cover that, if you don't have the sources to cover that, you are in a big trouble. You are in an emergency financial situation. And this is the reason the final expense plans exist in order to cover that emergency. And you have the solution. And with a small policy on premium, maybe 50, 60, or 65, or 70, you are putting a solution on that table, and you are protecting family from that difficult times when these situations happen. It is about training. It is about to develop confidence to make this work for you. But it is really important, guys, to understand this is a business for a part-timer at minimum to make $60,000. For a full-timer, be over $100,000, $120,000 on the 1099. And if you are an entrepreneur and you make more money and you want to put this on the next level, $200,000 is your goal to reach and pass. People in our team there made that numbers. People in our team, they got that 1099 on their hands. My question right now for you, it is this one. You want to be the next? Because if you want to be the next, you are on the right opportunity to make that happen for you. Talking about modified plan, our modified plan is one of the most easy plans to work, with all the respect. Everybody knows if you go inside on your rate book, we have different plans, right? We have the final expense plan. We have the 20 pay plan. That's for people qualified for immediate coverage. We can protect people until age 85, starting from the 30 days newborn kid until 85. If all the significant health conditions, the answer are known, that means that person can qualify for immediate coverage plan. Important, guys, in order you can pre-qualify the people on the right way, you need to make the verification call with Lincoln. to receive a confirmation number, and that number can help you to proceed in advance to qualify the person and approve that policy as soon as possible. That's an underwriting requirement. But for all the plans we got, everybody needs to answer no to the unanswerable conditions. That is the most important first questions we're make to everybody in order to pre-qualify them. But then again, if the person answers no to all the questions, that means with the verification call, we can qualify the person or the family on a final expense or 20 pay. And one of the big advantage on the 20 pay, and this is so important because sometimes people, more on the English market, they thought that 20 pay is a term life insurance. Because remember, this culture, they are more oriented on insurance. And when they hear 20 pay, you pay for 20 years, they are thinking a period of premium. It is true, it's a period of premium, but it is a whole life policy. And that means you are covered for the entire rest of your life. But you only pay for 20 years and you paid off the policy and you still with this policy active for the rest of your life without no more premiums to pay. Everybody on this conference call knows if the person qualifies for a 20 pay or qualifies for a final expense, they got to include the terminal illness benefit provision. That's a great benefit. Without no more charge of anything that is included. But if somebody on the significant health conditions answer yes, then we have a great news to that person too, because the person is qualified for the modified plan, one of the most easy plans on marketing for us. It is so easy. Let me explain to you why. On the modified plan, it's because the person has an pre-existing condition. And the majority of the life insurance companies, when they submitted a new application because they want to get some insurance, they deny them. They cancel that application because the underwriting no wants to run the risk with them. Because the person maybe got a condition from his heart, or maybe it is a cancer survivor, maybe have problem with circulatory system, or maybe need oxygen, or maybe the person got problems with the diabetes, or maybe take medications. Diabetes, and for that reason, you know, they are declined then right away. And they know that. They know how the life insurance company work on the underwriting department. They don't want to run that risk because they thought, oh, we are on the compromise to pay that, you know, pay that policy if something happened. They don't want to do that. But Lincoln do this completely different. And again, Lincoln is a specialist on final expense. Lincoln keep the underwriting requirements on the same, you know, but It is like that. They keep the required of the same thing, yet they are not making any change. It doesn't matter the pandemic on 2020. A lot of things change on the health of the people worldwide. But Lincoln don't make any change. We keep everything on the same thing, you know. It's an easy way to qualify people. But if somebody answers yes to one of the 9 health conditions, depend the age, depend the waiting time. The maximum on premium, it is $15,000. But the waiting period is different because the age. If the person is zero between 49, it's a 3-year modified death benefit. If the person it is 50 to 85, that means 2 years modified death benefit on the waiting period for natural causes. Let's go check on the page number 3 the explanation about this. A minimum premium for each plan, it doesn't matter, modified, 20 pay or the plan final expense, the minimum and premium before riders need to be over $15, 15 per month. When somebody asks me, hey, no, I just only want to know the price, I just only want to know how much I will pay on my premium, hey, don't worry about that. Our minimum premium, it is 15, 1-5 per month. Don't worry about that. All our plans can fit your budget. The most important for us is your budget. When they hear that, they love it because they see you are thinking about them. You are thinking about their finances. Let me present to you all the benefits. Let me explain to you how these plans work. Let me explain to you how this company are growing and how solid our company it is. But again, if the person qualify or modify, one of the answers, significant health condition is yes, let's go see the example. First year, something happened and the person passed away from natural causes, the company returned all the old life premium paid plus 10%. That sounds like a 110% on the premiums be back to your pocket of the beneficiary. If the person is on the way to accomplish the second year, it's a 20%. Third year, 30%. Thereafter, full benefit. If the person is between 0 to 49, as a whole life policy, the premium need to be payable for life to the of the insured up to age 100. That means if the person has 80 years old, the person only need to pay this policy for 20 years. Oh, the person is 70 years for 30 years because it is up to age 100. Other life insurance companies, as Mutual of Omaha and Colonial Penn, they change that and they put the age around 120 to 125. Just imagine that. We're still as a traditional on the whole life policy up to age 100. We are not making any change. Why? Because people right now, if they take care more about their health, they are increased the longevity. Some people on the past, if they develop some cancer condition, at that time maybe it is not treatment for that and people pass away. Right now, if your doctor found this condition early, they can make a great treatment on you and they can save your life and extend your life on this world. They call that longevity. Okay? If the people is between 50 to 85, that means 2 years modified death benefit. It is the same explanation of the 3 years, but at least only for 2 years. And thereafter, the second year is full benefit to cover for natural causes. But one point really important on this, when you're working with the modified plan, it is about the accidental rider. And this is one of the big reasons I love this company. It's a great benefit on Lincoln. It's all the time, you know, present here. But this benefit, you guys know we have two different riders. We got the shell rider and we got the accidental benefit rider. I know all of you know that. It's on the page number 4. But on the bottom, when you look at the bottom, you look at the accidental benefit. On the accidental benefit, you can see here, the ADD, how many benefits we got inside on the ADD, included the single dismemberment. The insured person still alive, but unfortunately, suffered an accident and lost one member of his body, maybe an arm, maybe a leg, maybe an eye. They call that single dismemberment. And that person can receive a $2,500 for that in life. But let's go again back to here to this benefit, because the accidental benefit, all the policies, you guys as a advisor, you need to include these units inside of your quoting. Don't ask, just add it. You can put a one unit, you can put a five, you can put an eight unit. It's the maximum you can, you know, offer to a customer. When I work with my clients, when I have the opportunity to be in front of them, I all the time explain how big this benefit it is inside of the policy. Because you can increase big numbers on benefit to their family. If that person has 8 units on accidental benefit, that means all the amounts you are watching right now on your device, it is on 8 units, 8 times all the value of your C right now. That means 5,000 times 8, 40,000. 2,500 times 8 is 20,000. 10,000 on death due to an automobile accident increased to 80,000. Common carrier accident debt increased 8 times, that means 160,000. Debt because act of war or maybe terrorism. Guys, you know how we're living now on this world. Things happen. It is a benefit of 8 times 20,000. That means 160,000. And one of our big benefits on reimbursement, listen to this. This is not we are paid for transport of mortal remains. It is a reimbursement if the person passed away 200 miles away from his legal residence. If the person living here in Orlando and the person died on Miami, it's over 200 miles. It's over 230, maybe 35 miles far away. Family need to pay. Family first need to pay for return that body to Orlando. And when the family present the invoice about what they pay, if that person on his policy got 8 units, Lincoln can cover and reimburse the money the family pay a maximum of 8,000. That means if that family pays 6,000 or maybe 3,000, whatever the money is, they reimburse that money. But if the family pay 10,000, Lincoln only reimburse 8,000. And the family continue to be responsible of the 2,000 extra they pay for that. Because the maximum we reimburse is 8,000 if you add a unit. But the great news about this, with the modified plan, it is if you have a modified plan and you put the benefit of the accidental benefit, and the person passed away through an accident, the waiting period is out, and Lincoln will pay part of the benefit, the accidental and the face amount. But if you are not added the accidental benefit, the company only treats the payment of that benefit as a return the premium plus the percentage applied. Guys, don't leave any application without ADD. It's mandatory to help and increase that in our clients. When I got somebody in front of me qualified for a modified plan, this is the way I'm explaining that. Because on my presentation, all the time I teach them and I share with them all the benefits, but one of the things you need to answer on their mind if they pre-qualify or not. For that reason, take the application out and make the questions. And when you are making the question, the significant health conditions, if the person answers yes to one of them, keep making the question. Don't stop. Don't make any, you know, change on your body language. Just continue, congratulate the person, and continue with the other questions. But at the end, you finish to make the 9 health questions, you need to explain. Explain the plan the person pre-qualifies. And this is the way I'm doing. Hey, Ms. Catalina, congratulations, you qualify. You pre-qualify for the plan. How does it make you feel? Oh, great. Because if she answered, I have a heart condition, I have an open surgery 1 year ago, on their mind, they're thinking, oh my God, I am not qualified for this. But when you are giving the great news, congratulations, you pre-qualify for the plan. Ooh, it's a great news. But let me explain to you how these plans work. On the plan you pre-qualify, our company will share the risk with you. They will share the risk with you. If something happens running on the first 12 months, that means the first year, the beneficiary will receive the premiums back plus 10%. That means the benefit will be paid back on 110%. Running on the second year, months between months 13 and the 24, something happened, the company return off the life premium plus 20%. There, after that, you are full benefit. But let me ask you something, Mr. Customer. How much on interest a bank pay when you are saving money? And listen to them. Make the questions and listen. Normally they answer, oh my God, that does not pay nothing. It's around maybe 1%, maybe, and 1% is too much. Maybe least of that. And that's true. Just imagine that, how these companies share their risk with you. They are giving 10% or 20% on your money. We are sharing their risk with you because we want to protect you. But we got a better news for you, because today you are pre-qualified too for accidental benefits. On the accidental benefits, you have the opportunity, the basic one will be included. When I said basic one, I'm talking about one unit. I mentioned that like a basic one. The deluxe one is 5 units. And the top, at the top of the top, is the 8 units. On this benefit, if something happened to you through an accident, this is not a waiting period here. If something happened, the company paid both of the benefits immediately. How does it make you feel you're pre-qualified for both of these benefits today? And with a small deposit of premium, boom, you are covered today. How does it make you feel? Guys, let me tell you something. Explain the modified plan. It is so easy. It is not complicated. It is easy. In all the plans we got, final expense, 20 pay, or modified, added all the time the riders. Don't let the riders out. Use the ADD, use the child rider, put a lot of benefits inside on their policies, because when they got filled, they got a big package of benefits on that policy, they protect the policy. And other companies outside from different names outside there, they don't got the benefits we got. They don't got FCGS. They don't got funeral advisors. We got everything for them. We got a big package of benefits available for them. But you need to explain it. You have the responsibility to explain how every plans work. You are responsible for make the pre-qualification call and receive the verification number in order you can complete the underwriting process. Because remember, when you submit an application, the company take the money right away, and they know it, because when they look their bank account and they don't see the money, they are like, oh my God, they take the $60, maybe $70. But 1 week passed, maybe 2 weeks, and where is the policy? And maybe because underwriting, I require some points, or they need to be clear in something, and you are not answered the underwriting memos, or maybe you are not complete the verification call, everything is still in hold. And people don't like that, because people immediately they start thinking, if they are so lazy to approve my policy, I don't want to think how lazy will be this company when the claims present to them, if they pay or not. We are responsible about that. We are responsible about service. Thinking about that. We have the responsibility to make our job completed and responsible and do it on the right way all the time, guys. Okay? Hey, guys, I hope the information we shared this morning helped you to understand how to work with these plans. At the same time, when I started this meeting and I shared with you, you know, the first 20 minutes about, hey, how can you can make big money here, make sense to you. Start helping one family per week. Don't finish this week. This week finish on Friday. Don't let this week be end without you help one family. Doesn't make sense. It's only help one family per week. Start it with that. Be serious with you about that. Helping one family, one, only one, JJ? Yes. Only one separates you from an $1099, close to $60,000 on this year. It's ridiculous, guy. You have a lot of things you can do in order you can find people. Use the leads. Use the digital tools. Make the maximization and a reality on the way you work as a duty every day. And you will see how this business works for you. Be patient. Be patient on the process. Be patient on the process. Be patient on the process. Because this is the way you grow in this business. With urgency, but be patient. Because everything has a time. Everything needs a time. Be patient, and you will see how these results start coming out, and you will be made this business great for you. God bless you guys. See you at the top.